Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It is easy to leave a burning building when it is on fire. But what if that building contains the very thing that gives you life, excitement, peace, joy, courage, and wonder? Will you be an agent of change, or do nothing and eventually leave? If you work in Catholic ministry, business, or education, and need quality content on your website or social media pages, contact The Simple Catholic for copywriting services at thesimplecatholic.blog and click on the writing services page for more information. The Church Militant needs soldiers against the enemy. Enlist The Simple Catholic in this fight for the truth. Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today.
In this week's special audio cast, a bunch of accountants are going to tell me how to be a morally good leader. Might sound boring, but it's incredibly interesting. So sit back and...
One, two, three, listen.
If you're willing to talk, Father Leo is willing to listen. Get ready for a deliciously deep discussion of Shoot the Shiitake with Father Leo.
Welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo, as I'll be joined by Rafal and Ryan, two accountants with the Siegfried Group, but they are more interested in the person and not just the product of accounting. As one of the Siegfried members calls them, they are almost disruptors in the accounting industry. And what do I mean by that? Again, they are not boring. They're a bunch of young adults, and the Siegfried Group wants nothing more than to improve the lives of every one of their accountants so that they can be more than an accountant to a person. They can actually be a companion and help them through the difficulties of the accounting world. And so these two guys are part of a leadership training course that the Siegfried Group puts millions of dollars into it every year to help these young people become the best people they can possibly be. And they even preach to me in this deep dish discussion, which is brought to you by SelectInternationalTours.com. Select International is the group that I work with for all of my pilgrimages and travels because they have a passion for the pilgrimage experience, but also compassion for the pilgrim themselves. And you can learn more and even join me on any of my future tours just by going to SelectInternationalTours.com or FatherLeoFeeds.com/travel or give them a call at 800-842-4842. Again, that's 800-842-4842. And when we come back, I'll be joined by Ryan and Rafal talking about leadership, and we'll be back in just a moment. And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo. We're going to jump right into the conversation about intentional goodness, especially as it pertains to leadership. Rafal Blaua and Ryan Stein, you guys are here. I'm going to start with you, Rafal. First of all, your perspective is kind of weird. You're in this whole Siegfried institutional leadership thing, and I don't exactly know. What is the official title?
I'm a leadership advisor.
Leadership advisor. And you got involved in this because you think you have a perspective, and I agree with you. You've come from everywhere. Tell me a little about your background.
Yes. So with me, I've lived in four different countries.
Which ones?
Three different continents. I lived in Poland, South Africa, Canada, and currently residing in the United States.
Okay. And you did that and you're only 24 years old.
I wish I was only 24. I'm 33 right now.
Oh, 33.
Now.
Excuse me. Wow. I thought you were way younger.
I get that sometimes.
You do
I look
get
that, way.
Yeah. And so in how many languages do you speak?
I only speak two languages, Polish and English.
And Polish and English.
Yeah.
And what is it like working in a company that focuses this much on leadership? Because you weren't really working for Siegfried at one point, right?
That's right. So I was working for a different firm, and they weren't as focused on the leadership aspect, on the self-development aspect. And
okay.
So working with this firm currently, the thing that stands out to me most is the focus on personal development, on my self-leadership. So that's been a big game changer for me.
And just real quick, just to introduce Ryan Stein, since he's sitting here right now, I just want to hear what it is that brings you to this position of working on leadership. Why are you doing this?
Interesting question.
By the way, I had breakfast with Ryan earlier, and I ask a lot of interesting questions, obviously. Right? So I said, why not put him on air? But why do you think you're doing this?
I'm doing it because when I think about the way that I could best help people have a more fulfilling experience, it really starts with themselves and the way that they're leading their life and taking control over what it is that they want, trying to build the self-confidence to create the experience that they want for themselves and the people that are close to them.
Okay.
And that really all starts with leadership.
Uh-huh.
And really self-leadership, individual leadership. Rather than most people think about leadership about getting people to follow you. But what it really is taking control of your own life and leading your own life.
Okay. That's where I want to go next with Rafal. This whole idea of being a good leader. What do you think are some of the characteristics that you think a good leader brings to the table?
I think the very first thing, and this is echoing on what Ryan had just said, is being a leader of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have control over your own life, your own destiny, how is anyone else supposed to lead you? So that's number one. But compassion and the ability to raise everyone up by a level, by helping teach them, by helping them grow as people as well.
Okay, and coming from a very international background, do you see that in America? I mean, I don't even want to get geopolitical here because I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I just want to see, you know, you've got this perspective. Leadership is very different from culture to culture.
Yep.
What kind of qualities of leadership do you see from Americans in general?
I may be a little bit biased
on that's
this
why I'm asking
because
you.
I've only really had one real experience staying with the firm that I have been so far. And again, echoing on what I just said, the major thing I've seen with good leaders in the firm or good leaders that I've surrounded myself with is the fact that they lead themselves very well. And they seem to have a grasp on their own lives. And through that, they're able to inspire other individuals.
So being kind of healthy leaders yourself. Now, for you, Ryan, what do you think are some characteristics for leaders?
I think it starts with understanding your mission or goal in life, whatever it is that makes you feel energized and whatever it is that you're intentionally seeking out every day.
Sure.
If you have a really deep understanding of your why in life, that helps you set your intentions for how you go about your day and what's important to you, what you're focused on. So yeah, I think it's really a deep and clear understanding of your why. I think that makes for a great leader.
You guys are talking about things that are kind of virtue based, really talking about the personal development of self. And you guys are accountants.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you find this a little odd? Because I do. I've told you this many times that this company sounds more of like a self-help institute rather than a group of accountants. How does this kind of match? How does this gel?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, you need leaders everywhere.
Sure.
Whether you're an accountant, a nurse, a doctor, it doesn't really matter.
And Siegfried in particularly is focusing on young adults, young professionals.
That's right.
Give me that age group because it's creepy. Some people don't know what that
is. Our age group is 25 to 35.
25 to 35.
Yes.
So we are going to be in an event, 25 to 35-year-old professionals in the accounting.
Mm-hmm. In the accounting and finance world. That's
accounting
right.
And finance world. And you are trying to help them to be
better leaders, to improve their own lives. Our mission statement really is that we help people become better leaders of themselves.
Okay.
Because that's where leadership starts. It starts with within.
As an accountant.
As an accountant. As an individual.
As an individual.
At the end of the day, everyone can be a leader. It's not restricted to certain individuals.
Uh-huh.
It's
wait a minute, though, because I have seen, and this is going to be me pressing you guys a little bit, I've been to a few of your different groups, and what I've seen are, like really cool people who come to these things. I joke around and I say, you know, you guys are bringing the sexy back to accounting. That's kind of super creepy, but it's true. You're all very motivated. You're all very, is that true for a lot of accountants, or are you trying to seek leaders out? I mean, can anybody just come to this thing if they're in the accounting world, or are you intentionally reaching people because you see leadership qualities in them, knowing that not everyone is called to be a leader? Ryan is thinking.
Always
introspective
thinking.
Guy.
Is your question, you know, who we're seeking out to kind of share this experience with?
Uh-huh. Is it intentional that everyone that comes to these things are so incredibly, I'm just going to say it, attractive? There's a real strength to them that draws people in. They all look like natural leaders.
That's an interesting observation. I think that I don't know that we're targeting, leaders per se, but I think that probably those type of people are just drawn to come to the event, because we're extending, we're extending invites to, personal invitations to friends of the firm, mm-hmm. is how a lot of people end up here. So I think that if we're attracting the right people, and then they're inviting their people, their community to join in on this evening focused around developing as self-leaders, that it's hopefully the kind of folks that are interested in self-development.
In other words, and I'm kind of asking a loaded question, like leaders attract leaders, and that's what you're trying to do, is you're trying to inspire people who think similarly as you about the qualities that make a good leader. And that's the people that you're inviting. And I think what I'm ultimately getting at is the fact that you guys are truly practicing what you preach.
Definitely. That's mission critical number one.
So let's go through what are the things that you do preach. I would love to hear what Siegfried, or what you have come to understand, are qualities that you are trying to preach yourself. Because a lot of times people think that only priests are allowed to preach. And when we come back, I'm going to get these guys to preach to me on how I can be a good leader when we return with more Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo. We'll be back in just a moment. And we hope you're enjoying this special episode of Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo. And if you would like to be a partner with us and be a Patreon supporter, all you've got to do is go to patreon.com/FatherLeoFeeds. And there you will gain exclusive content for all of our supporters. And we obviously want to thank you for all the support you give, and learn more at patreon.com/FatherLeoFeeds. And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo. We've got Ryan and we've got Rafal. These are just two cool guys, honestly. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. You know, like, if I was younger, I would pay you to be my friend, to be honest with you. But you guys are helping others to become leaders. We kind of stopped by asking, what is it that you are trying to practice because you're preaching it? So what are the messages that you want to preach?
I think one of the main things that I try to share with people, whether they come to this event or if I'm just talking about my job and what it is I do, is probably being more intentional with your time. Mm. When you're more intentional with your time, you really identify what is your why, similar to what Ryan was saying.
In this, and what is your why? Explain that to me just a brief moment.
So what is your purpose here? Mm. What is it you want to achieve? What's that big, big goal?
Yeah.
Essentially the mantra that you live by.
Okay.
That's your why.
So you want to make sure that this why is clarified for people. But how about the act of discerning what your why is? I mean, look, I'm 5'5". And I am never going to be a professional basketball player, even if I think, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be. You know, people be like, oh, no, there are some short guys playing basketball. Yeah, not too many. And that's got to be a dose of realism. How do you kind of bring a realistic vision of self to this, what is your why? And I'm asking, of course, the pensive, very, very intuitive one here. Ryan, how do you incorporate realistic or reality to the why?
I think in your example of the basketball player, if you told me that you wanted to play in the NBA, I would ask you, well, why? What is it that you like about basketball?
Ah, very good.
You know, and I think it's helping people. Again, it's, you know, I don't feel like as someone that wants to share leadership development with other people, it's not necessarily me preaching as much as me just asking deeper questions to people and helping them, you know, because you know why you do certain things. Maybe you don't intentionally think about it, you know, every day, but maybe you love playing basketball because you love the camaraderie on teams.
Sure.
You know, maybe there's something deeper there, you know, a deeper purpose past, you know, wanting to play in the NBA. And there's something else that you love about the game you're not intentionally thinking about it every day.
Yeah.
But it's the reason that you play.
See, I guess the reason why I ask these questions to you is because I am actually shocked that the both of you almost have expertise in counseling. Do you realize that? I mean, my experience of the Siegfried Group is that they're really intentional about helping people to be the best version of themselves. And you have these skills to almost counsel people along the way. Did you know that you'd be doing this work when you became an accountant? Seriously.
I did not have a clue, no. But I'm very happy that I landed in the role that I'm in right now. It honestly gives me huge joy and life.
As an accountant.
As an accountant, that's right.
And see, so I guess you're dealing with people more than you are just dealing with their numbers, so to speak.
That's right. You know, to what Ryan was saying is we deal with people. We never provide solutions. We try and, to what I said earlier, help them be more intentional with their time by asking the right questions, by asking them, why do you want to do this? What are your main goals? And going with that.
So what would you say to me? What would you say to me as a Catholic priest? And we all know the image of people that they have about the priesthood. I mean, I'm okay with that. What would you think? You know, the priesthood could use a dose of leadership kind of assessment or some strength in this area in their leadership. Because I don't even know your religious background. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to ask you, what is your religious background, if any at all? And don't worry, I'm not here to judge you.
Not at all. I'm agnostic.
You're agnostic. What about you, Ryan?
Agnostic.
Agnostic as well. Okay. So you're talking to a Catholic priest. Tell me, what do you think the Catholic Church, because we are leaders, oh my gosh, we're one of the largest institutions in world history, what do we need to improve upon as leaders of communities?
Well, my first thing that I'd say to you is actually a question. What do you think the Catholic Church needs in order to be better leaders for the community?
And then if I'm saying, well, I don't know, that's why I'm asking you.
I would say I'm a leadership advisor and I ask good questions to help you come to the right solution. Because at the end of the day, everyone knows the answer to their own questions. It's just a matter of, have they been asked the right question?
Huh. So what about you? Would you take that same approach or would you actually just offer something concrete-ish?
I would go down the same path of asking you questions. You know, what is your intent? You know, what is the Catholic Church's intention? What are you trying to accomplish in that community? Or, you know, asking questions about, well, what are you trying to do? And it's, you know, I don't know much about Catholicism, but similar strategy as far as asking, well, what is it that you're trying to accomplish and why?
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I think that that's certainly a very good place to start, is by putting the onus of responsibility back on the person who is trying to be a leader. They need to know who they are. Would you ever be in the position of telling somebody, well, you know, you could lead yourself, but you really aren't called to lead other people? Would you be one of those people who could say that, or have you ever said that?
I haven't ever told someone that. I think, I don't know. I there are certainly people that I've met that if I was being really honest, maybe they wouldn't be. And maybe it's because they're not leading themselves very well. But no, I'm trying to build people up. You know, it's not that I'm blowing them up with any kind of flattery or anything like that. But I do my best to see the good in people and to remind people that they, you know, that they have great qualities, and to really, if they can identify their strengths, and find confidence and a sense of self-worthiness in those things, I think it'll, you know, I think that hopefully it will help them lead a better life and, you know, a more enjoyable experience. But to directly answer your question, no, I've never told anyone that they can't be a leader.
How about you, Rafal?
No, similar to Ryan.
Wow, you guys have really studied from the exact same textbook in a way, and it's great.
No, I think everyone has a capacity to lead. It's just a matter of how much they want it. How much are they willing to change their own inner dialogue from who am I to be a leader? How can I be a leader? To, yeah, I can lead people. And it's just a matter of them finding that goodness in themselves to want to be a good leader.
So a couple questions before we bring this to a close. And I want you to get a little vulnerable, if that's okay.
Of course, yes.
What are the qualities or skills that you struggle with in terms of you being a good leader for yourself and for others?
Yeah, definitely. I think probably the biggest one for me, and we spoke about this over breakfast.
Not confession, just letting people know,
is confidence. I'd still like to consider myself a young guy, and you know, sometimes I'm speaking to 40, 50 year olds, and the question comes, or that self doubt kind of creeps in as to who am I to be advising a 40, 50 year old, this person that's got so much more life experience than I. But the way you kind of get over that is changing your inner dialogue from who am I to, hey, well, there's a reason I'm in this role. There's a reason why I love to do this. Mm. And that's because I've seen results in the past of me being able to build people up.
Yeah. And you know what? When we were talking earlier today, I just realized too, you said confidence. My mind went to courage. We're going to talk a little bit about that because they are incredibly rooted, because the word confidence comes from the Latin. And I'm sorry to keep doing this, but
not
it's con, meaning with, fide, which literally means faith.
Mm-hmm.
So confidence literally is being with faith. And that's a strange thing for an agnostic. But even agnostics believe in something.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you're willing to say that, you know, you're working on confidence. Now, what's frustrating to me is that why wouldn't you be confident? Man, you've got amazing hair. Like your hair is amazing. That should mean you should be confident in everything. I mean, if I had hair like that, hell yeah, I'd be confident. How about you, Ryan? What is your area of needing to get worked on in order for me to be a good leader?
I think it's being my authentic self in any situation. I think it's easy to mold the way that you're portraying yourself in different situations. And I'm an authentic, everyone has this, you know, a BS radar, and they can tell when you're kind of not being yourself. And that's something that I've always really focused on and continue to develop, is just being authentic, being rooted in my intentions as well, of just helping people live the most fulfilling experience as they can.
Yeah. And so you've got great hair too. And you got a fantastic beard.
Yeah,
like, how long does it take for you to grow that beard?
Less time than you would expect.
Yeah, well, like, what do you mean?
Probably a
like
month.
A day. A month?
Yeah.
No, it's a full beard. It's definitely, it's great. So,
thank you.
Last question for the both of you. You're talking to me. I'm asking you a lot of questions about leadership and your intention and this unique organization that really wants to focus on the good of the people that are associated with this company, and you're calling it a leadership program, so to speak, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
But I'm talking to you now as a Catholic priest, and I just want to ask you, what can I, as a Catholic priest, do to help you?
I'm now going to say that's very interesting and a good, good question.
Yeah.
What can you do to help me be just, a better leader?
How can I help you? How can a Catholic priest help this professional accountant, leadership guy, agnostic? How can I help you?
I would say speak your truth and, yeah, speak your truth. Show me your point of view to what leadership is to you, how you view the world today. That helps me understand a different perspective.
Okay.
To whatever conversation it is that we may be having.
So, you know, if you disagree with me, speaking truth is hard because a lot of times people might disagree on that. How do I do that?
I'm a pretty to the point guy. Yeah. So if you just tell me your truth, I'm totally fine with that. We could definitely have a conversation.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Because a lot of people won't be able to, but I think one of the characteristics of a leader is they should be willing to listen to people who disagree with them tremendously on very foundational levels. So this is great. What about you, Ryan? How can I help you? How can me, a Catholic priest, help you?
I wish I had a different answer.
But you studied the same manual. No, go ahead.
I really appreciate your perspective. Sitting down at breakfast this morning, you're a really smart guy, and you're not just a Catholic priest. You have, you know, a lot of other exciting things that you've done in your time.
Yeah, like when I beat Bobby Flay, but keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but is there anything that I can do to help you?
In particular.
And you can say no.
Well, I think you can, but I don't know what all is in there. You know, I don't know.
Neither does my mother.
No, I don't know exactly what it is that you have to share. Uh-huh. But I'm definitely excited to hear more about it this evening.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been great just chatting with you guys. Again, we don't always get a chance to sit in the same circles. Accountants only once a year for me, you know, and they make me pray. They really make me pray. But we will be back with more Shoot the Shiitake, and particularly my carryout order. What did I learn from these two guys, these accountants and leadership, much taller and great hair? We'll be back in just a moment. And welcome back to Shoot the Shiitake with me, Father Leo, for the carryout order after talking to Ryan and Rafal, as one of the other Siegfried Group members said that they are kind of like disruptors in the accounting industry, not because they, you know, are doing nefarious practices, not at all. As a matter of fact, this accounting group does amazing accounting work, but they do it in a unique way because they have people who work at the Siegfried Group who are well-trained. They are incredibly well-trained in their own personal development. And I just believe that after hearing this conversation with Ryan and Rafal, that we have to begin by asking the questions ourselves, am I a good leader for myself? Because if I'm not leading myself well, then I'm not going to be able to lead my family. And, you know, as a priest, if I'm not leading myself to being the best person I can possibly be, then how am I going to lead others to do the same? And basically what I'm saying is we're all called to be saints in a way, because saints are the greatest leaders of all. They are either the founders of religious communities, or they are people who have made great change in our world just by being good servants. And that's kind of what I experienced with Ryan and Rafal, and in fact, the entire Siegfried Group. I'm learning more about them as I get a chance to work with them. And what they've done is they've actually garnered so many young adults to these leadership training courses. And with these things called the My Journey experiences, they're helping to track all the things that need to be done in order to be a healthy person and a model leader for yourself and for your community. And what did I learn from all of this? It begins with a question. The question of why. What is my role? What is my calling in life? And how am I making daily and even minute-by-minute decisions to help me to achieve that ultimate goal? And that's what I leave you with. Why do you exist? Well, the answer is very clear. And it comes from the Catechism, the Baltimore Catechism, to know, love, and to serve God. Because if we do that well on earth, then we do that with God in heaven. And if you're doing that on earth, then guess what you are? You're a leader. And that's what we're called to be, leaders. Jesus also clarifies what a leader is, a servant to all, which is exactly what the Siegfried Group is doing. They're not even Catholic, but they're honestly very Catholic in that they're helping us to become the saints of the accounting world. Why? Because there is an accounting and God is taking note. And hopefully, with this conversation, we can hopefully be the best that we can possibly be. So between now and the next time we shoot the shiitake, I want to say thank you to Ryan and Rafal and to Select International Tours for their support. Just give them a call at 800-842-4842 or visit them at selectinternationaltours.com, where you can see all the places where they go, including the places where I, as one of the tour managers, will lead you. It's a lot of fun, so make sure you check them out. And between now and the next time we shoot the shiitake, thank you for listening, and stay hungry.
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at KaneFord.com.